The farming landscape across Kentucky could undergo significant change in the decade ahead. Jordan Shockley is an assistant extension professor in agriculture economics at the University of Kentucky. He attended an international precision agriculture event this summer. Shockley says autonomous farm machinery was at the center of conversation. If it becomes a reality on Kentucky farmland, the farmer might have options.
Maybe if a person who would traditionally farm now has an opportunity to do something different, provide some off-farm income while the farming's still being done, you know. But don't get me wrong, it will take a lot to get a farmer to get out of the seat of a tractor.
While a driverless tractor might work with some crops, Shockley believes it might not be suitable for grain producers.
I think that'll probably be one of the last things that is automated, because there's the volume of material going through a combine.
Jordan Shockley says cost of any type of driverless farm machinery will also be an issue. He says the components would likely include sensors, computing power, and intellectual controls. The Kentucky farm management specialist says autonomous robots for field work has been discussed for a decade. Shockley admits it may be another 10 years before such equipment would make a real mark in Kentucky agriculture. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.